Broadchurch, written by Erin Kelly, based on the TV series by Chris Chibnall and read by Carolyn Pickles. There is a condition worse than blindness, and that is seeing something that isn't there. Thomas Hardy. Prologue. One road in, one road out. Broadchurch isn't on the way to anywhere, and you don't go there by accident. This sleepy coastal town is preparing to wake up for the summer season, but tonight nothing stirs. It is the crisp, clean night that follows a hot, cloudless day. There is a full moon and stars prickle the sky. Waves drag and crash as the petrol-black sea retreats from the beach. The Jurassic cliffs above glow amber as though still radiating the heat they absorb during the day. On the deserted high street, few shops bother to keep their lights on overnight. A single page of newsprint, yesterday's news, tumbles noiselessly down the middle of the road. The Broadchurch Echo headquarters and the neighbouring tourist office are in shadow, save for the occasional blink of computer equipment on standby. In the harbour, boats bob and masts clank in the shadows. Overlooking the cobbles and jetties is the modern police station, its round steel keep clad in blonde wood. The blue light outside flickers. Even a sleepy town keeps one eye open at night. The church on the hill is unlit, the rich jewel colours of its stained glass windows dulled to a uniform satin black. A weathered poster reading "Love thy neighbour as thyself" flaps uselessly from the parish notice board. At the other end of town, the Latimer House is in darkness too. There